This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. In Telangana, electioneering has reached its peak for the fourth phase before the May 13 polling. Top leaders of all major political parties are making a beeline, seeking support from the electors for their candidates. BJP senior leader and union minister Amit Shah will be taking part in electioneering in Bhongir Lok Sabha constituency shortly. He will be campaigning in support of party candidate Dr. Bura Narsaiya Gowd. AICC senior leader Rahul Gandhi will participate in Jan Yatra Sabha at Narsapur and attend a public meeting at Sarur Nagar on the outskirts of Hyderabad this evening. BRS chief and former chief minister K. Chandrasekhar Rao will hold a roadshow at Karim Nagar later today. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed two public meetings in Karim Nagar and Warangal Lok Sabha constituencies yesterday. Mr. Modi said the bond between the Congress and the BRS was inseparable as when it comes to corruption. He alleged that the parties become a syndicate behind the screen, though they criticize each other in the open. President Draupadi Murmu will present the Padma Awards at the second civil investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan in Delhi today. Last month, the President presented 3 Padma Vibhushan, 8 Padma Bhushan and 55 Padma Shri Awards on the 22nd of April. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will visit Ayodhya tomorrow. On his one-day visit to Ayodhya, the Vice President will visit Sri Ram Lala Temple, Hanuman Garhi Temple, Kuber Tila in Ayodhya, and he will also participate in the Aarti at Saryu Ghat. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan will chair a two-day conference, Parivartan Chintan 2, on jointness and integration of armed forces in New Delhi beginning today. Parivartan Chintan is a pioneering conference for the heads of all tri-services institutes and aims at generating novel reformative ideas and initiatives. Members from all subcommittees of the Apex Chiefs of Staff Committee, the CDS as its permanent chairman, and the 3 service chiefs shall review the progress made in multiple domains and ideate on the necessary reforms to achieve the desired end state towards transformation through jointness and integration. In Kerala, many Air India Express flights to the GCC countries remain cancelled today as well, disrupting travel plans of many. Flights from Kuwait, Ras Al Khaimah, Doha, Muscat and Sharjah to Kannur International Airport were cancelled by the airline. Flight services from the airport to Sharjah, Muscat, Dammam and Abu Dhabi also stand cancelled. Airport authorities have asked air travellers to first confirm the flight status before embarking on their journey. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that every political party in the country is committed to ensure that Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, or POK, which is a part of India, returns to India. Interacting with the students at Gargi College in New Delhi, Mr. Jaishankar said the POK issue has come to the front of people's thinking after revocation of Article 370 in Jammu and Kashmir. India's Foreign Secretary Vinay Mohan Quatra arrived in Dhaka on a short trip to Bangladesh yesterday. In a social media post, Bangladesh Foreign Ministry shared details about Quatra's visit, saying that he is expected to meet PM Sheikh Hasina, Foreign Minister Hassan Mahmood, and also hold meeting with Foreign Secretary of Bangladesh, Masood bin Momin, today. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that a fresh spell of heat wave will continue to prevail over Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh till tomorrow. The IMD said hot and humid weather will prevail over coastal Gujarat during the next 5 days, and over Kerala and Mahe till tomorrow. The Weather Department also predicted light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorm, lightning and squally winds over northeast India till the 11th of this month. The IMD added that in East India, these conditions will be present over West Bengal, Bihar, Jharkhand and Orissa during the next 4 days. In South India, similar rainfall conditions will occur. Star Indian table tennis player Manika Batra stormed into the quarterfinals of the Saudi Smash in Jeddah, beating world number 14 Nina Mittelham of Germany. Batra defeated Mittelham to seal her maiden last 8 entry in the event. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 10 wickets last night. Today, Punjab Kings will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at Himachal Pradesh Cricket Association Stadium in Dharamshala. And that is the end of this news bulletin.